This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, many of you clearly fighting the influenza A or the Noro, but Chaim this morning infected with the USA flu. The Four Nations flu in advance of tonight. Puck drop just after 8 o'clock at TD Garden. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will talk about it in less than 1 hour with our guy Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
A PSA: as a woman says she was drugged at Ned Devine's. BPD received a call from this woman who told police she woke up at 2 a.m. after close in a bathroom at the spot after she attended a private work event at Ned Devine's earlier that night. She said she only had one drink over the span of 2 hours. So she believes she was drugged.
Huh.
We can hear from Ned Devine's attorney, Dennis Quilty, on WCVB.
Very glad that this young woman was not hurt in any way, but it was a mistake that the licensee is responsible for, and we take responsibility for it.
I don't know how you feel about this. I guess they said they closed up at 11. And the employees were supposed to check the bathroom they normally would. They didn't do that, but I don't know that I would. They wanted to try to. The licensing board wants to hold them accountable, and they should be punished. It's a mistake that a worker made. I don't know.
Yeah, I would focus more on if this woman was drugged and like if it's a Ned Devine's thing, but if she's at a work event, mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's usually those you know.
Well,
do something like that.
I think that I read something on this yesterday. They were not. She was tested, and they didn't. I don't know whether it didn't. It was too late or whatever, but it didn't indicate that she had been given anything. So.
Hmm.
Who knows? You never know.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, because didn't you say you had a bartender try to slip you something?
Well, I don't know who it was, but I had an issue once.
Sometimes the espresso martinis hit hard. You never
on an empty stomach.
on an empty stomach. Right. Work event, probably rushed over there. Who knows?
Like, whoa, this tastes like chocolate.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
This is a scary one. The COVID vax linked to a new syndrome. In a small study, patients with the syndrome had a constellation of side effects that included fatigue, exercise intolerance. That's your issue right now, I think, Greg.
Uh-huh.
Brain fog. And they're calling it the post-vaccination syndrome. Mm-mm. Some people with it appear to show distinct biological changes that reawaken the dormant virus called Epstein-Barr.
Yes.
Now, I unfortunately Google imaged Epstein-Barr, and I'm not sharing it with the Twitch. I can't.
Why
it was. It looked like Not leave the world behind. What was that game? The Last of Us? What was it?
The Last of Us.
Yeah. It looked like the people with the Last of Us syndrome. Really?
Jesus.
Like the mushroom head?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Really? The clickers? Oh.
Like their skin around their mouth was all...
Okay.
When is that show coming back? In another 30 years?
No, like, they just released a promotional poster for it, I think, like yesterday, two days ago.
Yeah,
it's been years. Like, I get into these shows, and then HBO screws me.
HBO takes their sweet time.
They do.
That was my biggest complaint with Game of Thrones, too.
I agree. You shouldn't have to wait 2 years for season two or season three of a show.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do with Paradise.
It's bad business. No, Paradise will come right back.
Oh, you think so?
When are we talking about Paradise?
Oh, I'm ready.
Curtis and Courtney aren't working tomorrow. Are you both caught up?
I am.
I'll sit it out. I saw the start of it. It looks great. I was interrupted by a 2-year-old, but
we can wait till Monday to talk about episode 6.
April 13th, great to be exact, what? For Last of Us season 2.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
So it's coming.
Yep, right around the corner.
I'm with Greg, though. I'm over it now.
Yeah.
So.
I'm really mad that Greg didn't do the Shime Nerd voice about the promotional poster that he saw, but okay.
Next story, pretty creepy.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Old Robert Schroeder, a local youth sports photographer from Pembroke, was arraigned at Hingham District Court on a charge of open and gross lewdness after he was accused of exposing himself to a young boy in the bathroom at the university sports complex in Hanover.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's Hanover Police Chief Timothy Kane on Boston 25.
The fact that he conducts this type of business where he is constantly in contact with these young children and then basically picks out a venue where he knows it's going to be full of young children at that time. And for us, I would look at that as, you know, potentially there could be other cases.
The local sports photographer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
he's going to get his.
Hopefully they lock him up.
Yeah.
Please.
21-year-old Harrison Jones, a man in Michigan, drove over 700 miles to Pennsylvania because he wanted to burn down the home of a man that was speaking to his ex-girlfriend, and they were planning to meet very soon. He did so. If you're watching on Twitch, that's the house on fire. Luckily, all six people inside the home survived, and Jones was arrested.
Appreciate the effort. I mean, the guy had to drive 700 miles.
Determination.
Yeah. And the dude was just talking to her ex. They weren't, like, engaged in a relationship
They were
yet.
Planning on meeting up for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So he wanted to do this before that happened.
How did he know? Did he, like, intercept messages or something?
I'm guessing that he was able to get in on some messaging.
Okay,
here is a police spokesperson.
Smoke is seen coming from the rear of the property and an explosion of fire. He drove over 730 miles, 11 hours, to do what he did, and then drove directly back home.
Wow. Yeah. Can you imagine if they did hook up, what he would have done? Jesus.
Do you think that would bring the ex-girlfriend and this man closer together or further apart?
Like a trauma bond?
Yeah, I kind of think that...
If I'm her, I would run as far...
No,
run far away from him.
But she's already broken up with the guy.
Yeah.
Well, keep running.
Since Shime has been nerding out all morning long, I wanted to get a story in for him. It's a Pennsylvania man who holds the new record for the largest slide chart collection in the world.
What are slide charts?
Oh, good question. So if you're watching on Twitch, you can see some little trinkets that he has. A slide chart is like where you can have a sporting event, like a schedule for a sports team.
Uh-huh.
And you slide
the thing out and it reveals parts of the... You've never seen one of those?
No.
We used to use
Was this
them in,
entertainment like the 1920s?
I used to use one in the old schoolhouse, the one-room schoolhouse that I went to, Shime, in the late 1800s. You've never seen a slide
on the
chart?
Prairie?
No, I have no idea what this is.
He has over 3,100 pieces. His name is Dale Rupert. We can hear what he had to say about his record-breaking collection.
I pulled one up. I thought, oh, that's sort of cool. I think I'll get that. And then as I thought further, I realized, I can get this whole box for under $10. And that's when the collection began. Today, 20, 23 years later, I'm over 3,100, and I got I bought two last week.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the man appears to be retired, so probably gives him a little something to do right. during the day. And
taught me what a slide shot was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. pretty interesting. People collect all kinds of things. Right. But mm-hmm.
It's important to have hobbies.
Is it valuable?
I do not think so. Okay. I think that this is more of a passion project
but
for him.
But yet there's a Guinness Book record for it.
Yeah.
So it must be, in some places, it must be a common thing.
Yeah. My grandmother used to have a lot in her house. Mm. Like recipes and stuff she would have. And it would be slide chart.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting collection that is held by that man.
That's when you know there's someone for everyone. You know, you look at Rupert and you say, wow, you know, there's a woman who's going to love that.
I think Rupert used to do afternoons here at WEI, didn't he, Curtis?
Yeah, he's quote tweeting guys with three followers.
All right, well, that'll do it, I think, on the news.
It will.
All right, thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Coming up, Mike Milbury at 9 on tonight's hockey game. And right now, Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. Tonight, it's the Four Nations final at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 8 between U.S. and Canada. The Tkachuk brothers still seem good to go, while Quinn Hughes will no longer be filling in for Charlie McAvoy on Team USA. He had to back out because of an oblique injury.
Shime, you see that text on the Subaru of New England text line that says, pay close attention to Rupert. You are seeing your future.
That's not even close to nothing. I started my hobby when I was like 7. He started his like 3 years ago when he was already a senior citizen. When he was Brett's age.
Rupert doesn't even know what a Charizard is.
No clue.
The Celtics back tonight. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. Xavier Tillman is the only one listed on the injury report. And to the NFL, the league informed teams yesterday that the 2025 per-team salary cap will fall in the range of $277.5 million to $281.5 million, way up from last year's $255.4 million. That cap increase will be more than $53 million over the last 2 years, meaning the Patriots have almost $150 million in free cap space.
But, Shime, you don't collect anything, though. So you just fascinated with the world of Pikachu and Pokemon?
No, I mean, like, I have some cards, but I don't, like, actively collect them.
But do you actively, like, what are you going to do when you're 70?
He collects cards.
He said he doesn't really collect a lot of memorabilia.
He didn't spend a ton of money on rare ones, but he collects the cards.
Do you play, like, the video games? You still
play? Oh,
yeah,
playing? I play all the video games. I literally was playing yesterday.
Right. Have you ever gotten them appraised? Because you can make a lot of money off of old Pokemon cards.
Yeah, I don't have many that are really old anymore, because when I was a kid, my mom sold them all at a garage sale. For like $10, so lost out big on those.
Well, there were also, you stole several from the 12-year-old who lives next door.
Nope, I didn't. Actually, Rich Keefe's nephew and niece really liked Pokemon, so I gave him a ton of my cards to give to the kids.
Are you also
because I am a good
are
person?
You also a local sports photographer?
Nope. No, I'm definitely not.
Oh my god!
I never actually had any relations with any kids. Never met them. I wanted to give back to children.
Very nice. Yep. Nice thing you did. For Rich's niece and nephew. Very nice.
We'll celebrate your favorite presidents with money from FindMassMoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that just never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Greg, question for the arrival of your new neighbor. Are you going to do like a Greg's Easy Bake Chicken?
Maybe I will deliver a casserole dish or something. All right.
You haven't lived until you do a progressive dinner. I just love that. House to house.
Those things are great. And then the potluck where, you know, if you're A to F, you get the appetizer. G to M, you got to bring the entree.
If only you had a nice sourdough bread you could have brought over.
Unfortunately, that sourdough thing is going in the same direction as Rafi Devers playing third base. not gonna make it to April. But
It's sunny back home, partly cloudy. 16 afternoon high.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
29.
Alex Cora seizing lineup control back from Tristan Cassis just in time.
Oh.
Little action tomorrow against the Northeastern Huskies. And then game one. For Garrett Crochet in a Red Sox uniform Saturday, 1:05 start here on WEEI, Red Sox Radio Network, which is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, and of course on the Odyssey app. So sounds like Alex Cora will be making the decisions about who plays where, and not, unfortunately, Tristan Cassis. So what bothered me more than the comments about Devers and Bregman, because I guess you could assume he's standing up for a teammate, was the comments that Tristan Cassis made about the prospects, the young guys.
I hear that.
Do you have that, Shyam, about I mean, talk about the balls on this dude. Like, do you have the audio? Yes. Here he is talking about the big three, the new big three, and where, when, if they ought to play.
I think we got some grown men up there right now that need to iron some things out. We need to show up and see what that first little taste of us all together looks like. I think their time is going to come, and it could be earlier rather than later. But I think for right now, the roster is beautiful. It's organized. It's great. And it's structured really well.
Wow.
So, no, those guys should not be part of this team on opening
day. Imagine being on that guy's side of an argument.
You would think he's like the – you would think by hearing him, he's the face of the franchise.
Is that right? Am I right?
You would think like he's getting $40 million a year.
I mean, the nerve of the man.
Did not hear that one. He is. God. He's a little different, though. Remember, we met him last year.
Yeah. Right. Just because he paints his nails doesn't mean he's different. Like I already see people in Twitch, text.
That
everybody's
is different,
like,
though.
He paints his nails. He paints it. Who cares? Like,
the guy painting his nails is different. Okay. I don't care what you say, Courtney. Yeah, I'm not.
Well, Wiggy, you're very judgmental.
Yes.
You were all over Shyam yesterday in his Birkenstocks.
Yeah.
So,
all right. I like Shyam. I'll give you a pass on them Birkenstocks. And I'm not down with the Nike Apostles. But if that's you, you're all for it. But you painting your nails, you a little different. You know, maybe you think differently. You feel
Courtney,
like
I agree that there's. I'm not one to judge anybody's life based on one example of some behavior. But the fact is that he does these things, so we talk about it. He is eccentric. He did a sit down with the Globe and Stan Grossfeld, maybe last year or the year before, which was like a 10-page readout on his diet and every little thing he eats and what, like, he likes to be known as a different kind of guy.
Right, that's all I'm saying.
But Curtis, you know what I mean about the nail painting and the way in which people respond to him. It's like no matter what he was going to say, people already don't like him for that. And the main reason about the painting of the nails, I believe, started because he wanted to spend more time with his mom, and they did it together when he was younger, and he just continued to do it. Like, I knew people were going to jump on hating Cassius Moore for any comment he made.
Well, I don't hate him. I just,
no, I know.
He has no say whatsoever in when Roman Anthony or Christian Campbell or anybody else who is a prospect on this baseball team gets the opportunity to play and to start. It's none of your beeswax. None of your beeswax.
Right, but you could tell. My thing is like when I say he's different, like his personality is different. Where he feels like it's cool to say those things, you know. And
what's he done to be talking like that?
I don't. But I just think
like don't
I
you
think
have
his
to,
mindset is like in just the way maybe and like I don't know his upbringing, but he just feels like I'm saying something that I feel like I have the right to say, and that's why I'm saying, like, he thinks differently. Yeah, painting his nails, like, yo, you a different dude. Same way the dude from Buffalo who walks in barefoot, like, you
Matt
different.
Collins.
Yeah, like, that's, like, you a different type of dude.
If you're
but
rich,
I just have such a problem with Greg. I have a problem with him with it specifically, with the last year not playing through an injury, saying it felt like he was being stabbed in the ribs, being forced to correct it, and then telling these young kids that there are, quote, grown-ups, unquote, at the big league level. I'm sorry, Tristan, you were not a grown-up last year. No. The team needed you. You could have helped the big league roster, and you decided to take your sweet-ass time because you didn't want to get injured and impact a long-term contract.
Well, it hurt when he sneezed. and so, I mean, Charlie McAvoy's shoulder has been removed, and he still wants in on tonight's game. So, by the way, speaking of Charlie McAvoy, did I earlier on the show bring up Dr. Byers?
You did.
Yes.
It appears that Dr. Byers has called the radio show this morning.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
My former coworker for decades, former Boston Bruin Lyndon Byers, every time, as I mentioned earlier, every time there was a hockey injury that we would discuss on the old show, LB had suffered through it. So, good morning. Good morning, Dr. Byers.
Well, hello, and hello to Nurse Courtney.
And as some say, you and LB are the you and LB are the same person.
I'm the black LB.
Yeah, you are the black LB.
He's the white Wiggy.
He's the white Wiggy.
Wiggy.
Yes.
I'm the white Wiggy, man. Yes. It's all good.
I love it,
kid. Have you ever had this AC injury?
I have had exactly what Charlie. So everybody knows your AC joint is that little gap. If everybody reaches up and touches their shoulder from the top of their arm that goes in towards their neck, there's a little gap there.
Yeah.
And that is your AC joint, and it is a ligament. You can have an AC grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, and then you can tear it right off.
Mm.
What happens is if you tear it right off, then it's going to be no big deal. They'll shoot it up, which I did. They just shoot it up before the game, and you're off and running because you can't do any more damage to it, and you'll have surgery at the end of the year, and they reattach it and whatever. The so everybody knows, Dr. Byers, and all the doctors listening, because I know you are, because the Hillman Morning Show is the show to listen to.
Thank you. Thank you, Lyndon.
On a daily basis. Just a bunch of geniuses throwing out so much useless information that you spend the rest of the day not working and doing your job, but standing at the water cooler yelling at your coworkers about what you guys talked about. But anyway, so the every joint in your body has a bursa sac, which is a sterile sac that protects the joint. And when there's a rupture in that sac, it's almost automatic that you're going to get a staph infection. And that's what Charlie got. And he immediately got put on antibiotics. They're probably going to shoot it up, and that's why he's going to be able to play, because once he's on the antibiotics, they're going to cover it and make sure that nothing can get in the wound. He should be good to go.
LB, do you like Four Nations? Like, do what? Because some are now going to use this as an excuse and say, great, you know, they do this stupid tournament during the season, which I have loved. But now the Bruins are without McAvoy
Sorry, Hildog. Yeah. You know me, I always cut you off. My bad.
So does Wiggy.
He could have gotten a car accident on the way to the rink.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big boy sport played by big boys. That was a nasty hit. You know, he took a nasty hit on the shoulder, and there's a price to pay for that. The body doesn't give. Thank God they don't have the old nets where they were, like, I don't know, drilled, anchored into the ice, into the cement.
Right, would have been worse.
That would have killed them, probably. At least the neck comes off.
But, do you think if you're saying that it's staff, do you think, though, that he wasn't treated properly by the medical staff at Four Nations, and that's why the Bruins are upset now, because it could have been prevented? Like, staph can lead to sepsis. You could die from staph.
I've had staph. I Hillman knows well enough.
You actually, LB actually died 5 times on the old show.
Really?
Yeah, that was one. And he would call in and say, "I'm dying. I can't." That's why I wasn't there.
It's funny, just so you know, when I had my hip. I had my hips replaced. I got a staph infection in my right hip. They literally had to take the hip out, leave the wound open. I laid on the couch for, I think it was like 3.5 weeks. And my wife, Annie, they literally, because the staph was attacking my body, they took, twice a day, Annie would put a ball of antibiotics and squeeze it out, and it would drain into my jugular vein, which would go directly into my heart, which would spread the antibiotics throughout my whole body so that the staph wouldn't attack my body, because I could have lost a foot, I could have lost my legs, I could have died. Listen, we're chatting today. It's all good. Yeah. That's why I call Nancy Florence Nightingale. She's just she's awesome.
And I've had AC joint. That's painful.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That is. Well,
I was gonna say, Wiggy. You know, anybody that's played contact sports is the AC joint is good until it's painful till they shoot it up. Then you're the happiest guy on the planet.
Yeah, that's the first negative thing I've heard Wiggy say about a joint.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
until they do shoot it up.
He does self-medicate, but who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean, you have to nowadays.
Really. Yeah.
LB's best, we were just talking excuses. LB's best excuse for missing work was the overcome by fumes incident. LB, remember that one?
It was a true story, though.
He had his floors.
I thought it would be a good time to have the hardwood floors done in my house. And we came back, and the hardwood fumes were, you know, we got back late. I threw the mattress on the floor. Annie and I went to bed. I woke up in the morning, and I was discombobulated.
The discombobulation clearly happens.
Is her name Annie or Nancy?
Nancy is somebody else.
Oh, okay,
Can you imagine what it was like doing this show for 4 hours a day?
I just wanted to picture it correctly.
Nancy is the nurse, LB, right? Is that who Nancy is?
No, Nancy's my new pug, my father-in-law.
Oh, that's a new dog.
My father-in-law, because of my back and being alone and watching my family leave out the front door every day and live their life, I have my TV, and I have my buddy Green from down the road and the Millers across the street.
Yeah.
And Nancy is my best daughter. Yeah, she got me this. It's like a wood dog. It doesn't do anything. You don't even have to feed it.
Well, those are the best dogs.
LB, it is
paradise for your TV if you're sitting around all day. It's a great show to watch.
Yes,
LB,
yeah. LB, it is. It's marvelous to hear your voice. And who do you like tonight, LB?
Come on, man.
Okay.
I amazingly enough, Hilldog, I did represent my country once in Sweden playing for the Canadian World Junior team. Two assists, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, we finished fourth. We lost to the Finns. Asa Tikkanen and that chump team with Solani.
So you're picking the Canadians?
I am picking the Canadians. I spent most of my time there. I love the Tkachuk family. They're beasts. They're awesome. But I think it's going to be, as the NHL playoffs go, goaltending is going to be the key. Binnington has been unbelievable. And I think the difference will be special teams tonight. People are going to have, the intensity is going to be insane at 8 o'clock when that puck drops. And I got to believe the refs are going to be in a world of trouble trying to keep this game intact.
LB, you're the best. Thanks for checking in this morning, bud.
I love you guys.
All right. We love you, too.
You're amazing. Wig.
LB.
All right.
See you soon, Wig, sir.
I'll see you soon, brother.
I hope we see him soon. I've never met him, and I love him. Goodbye. Every time he calls.
He's the man. He's the man. Hang out with LB. It's a great time. I hung out with LB many a times, and he is the man.
Yep, he really is.
He's got giant hands.
Wow.
I've noticed, like, he's giant.
I'm right here.
Well, I mean, I got small hands too, Greg, but he has giant, like, you know, gorilla hands.
Like bear-like paws.
Yeah, I would not want to be hit with one of them things.
No.
It's always good when you hang out with LB.
What a softie, though. He has a little pug named Nancy that's his best friend. Like, that's so sweet.
He's a good dude. He is a good dude.
And the Millers sound great.
Millers? Yeah, Millers are great.
And the Greens.
I love everyone.
Well, I think it was just the Mr. Green.
Mr. Green.
I don't think Mrs. Green comes over
the
house.
We gave him paradise, so.
I feel like he's on the couch during the day watching TV. Like, that's what he's
But he could just watch
probably
paradise.
Probably more like, is Dr. Phil still on? Probably a big, probably watches The View.
The View's like on. Yeah.
Oh,
Curtis, a big
I love
fan.
Sonny Hostin. What a great host.
Jennifer Hudson shows on.
Kelly Clarkson.
She's still on,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Drew Barrymore.
Maury's still out there, so.
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't just shut daytime TV off. Like, is anybody still? I guess with the remote work people, they have a moment or two to catch.
And the soaps?
To catch a little television. Are the soaps
still
on?
Oh, my God. My mom loves General Hospital.
They got a new soap.
Great show.
Yeah, they got a new one.
Did you just say great show?
Yeah. I used to watch General Hospital all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't?
I did.
Wow.
What's the other one? Days of Our Lives?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my mom records both, I believe.
I don't think I could watch General Hospital at gunpoint. Like, I see it on for 2 seconds and I need a shower.
I agree with you. But she loves it.
But the middle-aged women, they loved it. Mm-hmm. They got a new one out. There's a new soap opera that just came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forget the name.
Have you seen that new Montoya, the reality show? Because you're a big reality show
guy. Yeah, but isn't it Brazilian?
Spanish.
It's Spanish.
It's Temptation Island, but then the men have to sit there and watch if their significant other is having sex with other people, and they have video of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's softcore porn TV. It's nuts.
One guy's, I think he's sitting there with a bunch of the guys, and he's watching his girl, and she is getting taken to town.
That's Montoya, yeah.
Was it twice?
It was twice.
Yeah.
It's
like Cuck Island?
Yes.
What?
You need to watch. There's clips all. I haven't watched a full episode.
But Chime, don't lose your mind. You don't have to
dump
out of it.
I didn't do anything.
I see you shaking your head like a prude.
I was laughing.
We can talk about whatever we want.
You'd have to put the
America.
Put the subtitles on.
Oh, I'm a prude here.
Today more than ever, go USA.
Just put the subtitles. The guys are like got their arm around them, like trying to tell them, like, bro, it's all right. And all you just see is just like
absolute disaster. That's a television show.
What?
It's savage.
Why would people are so desperate for reality TV fame that they're gonna
And the guys are talking to them. And no lie, it looked like they were both getting electrocuted. That's how fast it was. The poor guy, I felt bad for him. He's putting his hands in his head, and it's like...
That's so weird.
Yeah, and there's, they're speaking Spanish to him.
It's
like, trying to, tell him.
He's screaming at the sky. It's like, you have to go watch the clips. It's unlike
Is that
anything
the meme of the guy ripping his shirt off?
Yes.
Is there a prize or is it just the fame you get?
I think the men think that their significant other can go into that island and they're not going to cheat. It's to test each other.
Yeah, it's like something like
that. A lot of these people are failing.
Yeah. Our society is doomed.
It really is.
The poor guy is just like hand in his face. He's like, gosh, God. And everybody's around him like trying to make him feel better. They're going to be all right. No, it won't.
This is Dave.
It's a dog named Nancy.
This is Dave. Courtney could not. I can follow along because I speak LB.
Yeah.
You could not follow along.
Well, all of a sudden he said Nancy, and I'm like, whoa, who's Nancy?
This is Dave from Fitchburg. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, I've been a long-time listener since this show started, and this morning I heard the absolute greatest thing on this radio program. It was radio poetry, and that is Wiggy being a black LB and LB being a white Wiggy. Yeah. That is just the absolute greatest thing I have ever heard. I've never met Wiggy. I would really love to meet Wiggy, but I have met LB once, and the guy, Wiggy, you're right, man. The dude is just tremendous.
We're supposed to do a new show, call it, and we had a name for it, Crossing Sticks and Pucks.
Yes.
But... because he's a big nude person too, like I am.
Yes.
So
he, when we used to travel to do the show together, and we had no budget, we'd have to stay in the same room.
Yeah,
and long about 9 p.m. or whatever, he would gear down and walk around the hotel room nude.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
that's what I do.
Just tarps off.
It's an awkward thing if you don't know what's coming. I mean, generally, I think people should give you a heads up on that.
I think we're locked.
Not sure I'd use that.
I think it's because we played sports for basically the majority of our lives, so we're used to being in locker rooms nude.
Yeah.
So walking around is no big deal.
I understand. But sitting there in front of the TV eating McDonald's at 10 p.m. nude, that's what he does.
Well, it's actually interesting, Wiggy, because LB said Greg walking around without his pants on was no big deal.
But don't you rather eat nude? You don't have that. You don't have the tight waistband around your belly or your belt.
I see. Yeah. So you take
the first?
Yeah, but
then
you take your pants off whenever you eat. Do you take your pants off?
I mean, I'm always when I get in a hotel, I strip down right to the skivvies.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my lord!
So you sleep in the nude every night?
Oh yeah, every night.
Wow.
Every night. Because what's the first thing like when you do with Thanksgiving? Courtney, you might not do it because you're a female. But guys, after you eat Thanksgiving, pop that belt buckle right off.
Right. You just go full nude.
You don't have to worry about it.
good philosophy, I think. All right. We got to take a break. Mike Milbury coming up at 9. Bruins Thursday, Four Nations Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us in about 10 minutes, and we will talk about all of that with him. I don't. far be it for me to judge, but I do not understand your absolute fascination with reality TV.
Oh, it's so great.
You understand that it's all fake.
No, it's reality. That's what it's called, reality television.
You would prefer that to a great television or film drama. Like,
you realize that Paradise is fake.
I understand that.
Reality TV
is not
real.
It's not billing itself as real.
Well, it is
like
real.
The one that you and Courtney brought up.
Oh, that's real.
Which I've never heard of. What's it called?
Montoya's the main guy. If you search Montoya, it'll pop up.
It's a Spanish show.
Yes.
Yeah. Courtney showed me some of it during the break. And these guys bring their girlfriend, or is it their wife?
A girlfriend or wife. So significant other. It's like a temptation island.
Yeah, temptation.
They bring them on an island, and then they are forced to watch them in bed, in the case that you showed me, with another man.
Yes, if they cheat, yeah.
They're not forced.
If they're
schmingling and they're put in an area where there's single guys hitting on them, it's the girl or the guy's decision on whether or not they want to, you know, festivities.
Better
than reality.
I feel like
TV,
it's. I feel like we're heading toward the downfall of society.
Oh, we're there. We're there. But I think a lot of people watch reality TV because it's an escape and it makes them feel better about their lives. I truly think a lot of people like to watch that and say, "Meh, all right, I don't have it that bad." Or they're looking at it as, you know, aspiring to be, because a lot of it's wealth. So if you're doing wealth, like a show about wealthy people, then you're...
But it's like everybody, you get tired of the same old, all right, how many times are we going to see Kiefer Sutherland play the last president on Earth? Or
the limit doesn't exist.
Save the world. Like, I think people get to a point where maybe the reality the mindless, ratchet reality TV that I like is, you know, it's fun, it's entertaining. We want to be entertained, Greg.
Well, because with fiction, sometimes there's just, like, no new ideas. Like, nobody's creative a lot of times anymore. It's all a lot of rehashing and sequels, whereas reality TV is never the same.
Yeah. You don't know how people are going to react.
In real world, every season was basic. Let's get drunk and hook up. That was it.
Yeah, but you don't know how they're going to react, though.
Yeah, because it's different people in different environments with interacting with other different people. Like, everything's different. It changes.
I think if you gave Greg and I the first episode of any reality TV show, we would tell you how it ended with 95% success.
Right.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
if it was that easy, you'd be able to predict who wins The Bachelor or Bachelorette every year. And you can't.
So are you saying it's a generational thing?
Exactly.
It
might be.
I would say that.
I don't think so. For women, at least. Yeah. Like, my mom likes reality TV just as much as I do.
I think it's an entertainment type thing. Like, what entertains you? Like, you're...
I like to actually think about something.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Einstein, because you watch a documentary about...
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. The Seagulls. I just think that people
great choice.
I don't know. Saving the Seagulls.
Yeah.
I think people love, you know, some people just like mindless reality television where they can just, you know, see whether they're celebrities or, you know, up and come
like
celebrities.
Love Island All Stars right now is great TV. And it's, I don't think you could predict it from episode one. There's a lot of twists and turns. People are cheating. It's just, it's.
I watched Deal or No Deal Island, where at the end, somebody will win or have an opportunity to win a ton of money, but they have to, like, you know, it's almost like Survivor and Deal or No Deal, and they have to make, like, little groups. And
alliances.
There's a lot of backstabbing going
on. It's like
on.
The Traitors.
What if we had a weekly segment, Greg, where Courtney and Wiggy do a reality minute, like an update on the best news of reality TV from the week before.
I like it.
Okay.
They can inform the audience.
Yeah.
And I will say, great pull from Greg on documentaries. The Gabby Petito one, I'm one episode in. It's so much more information than we knew when the news broke.
Yeah, isn't
about
it
Gabby
horrendous,
Petito. Horrendous
that the parents and the sister of Brian Laundrie are not in jail?
Yes.
And they should be rotting away in jail.
Yeah. And
don't give me the I would defend my son or daughter regardless of what they did. You would never do what those parents did.
Isn't that reality TV, though? Because like,
no,
wasn't
it's a document? No, it's actually reality.
But
it's
wasn't
actually,
Cops? It's not. Wasn't Cops the original reality TV?
Nobody set them. It wasn't set up so that what happened happened. It's like
no. I'm just saying. But the like wasn't
right. It's been bastardized by many different levels.
Right
now
but
that we have it, it's not
all,
real.
But it's under the umbrella. Like when Cops first came on the air, like people loved that type of stuff. Like I love the first 48, but isn't that like reality television, just a different genre of it?
That's like the Cops was real footage, and the first time you'd ever seen police responding to call, whatever. This is people who are like, do you think these people are actually a couple when they go on the Cuck Island? Like,
yes.
Okay, and then they stay together afterwards?
Maybe some like, dope.
Live Island has a good success rate.
That's what the reunion's for.
Yeah.
Courtney, come on. Don't believe that.
And Love is Blind. Pretty good success rate. And now they're filming, I believe, right now a Love Island Boston. So in a year, we may know people on Love is Blind Boston.
And I'm not a fan of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, or Bachelorette, but isn't that like a massive TV show? I used to love Flavor of Love.
Yeah, they've had like 30 seasons.
Flavor of Love, Bachelorette, they have a ton of seasons.
Rock of Love, right?
Rock of Love was with Brett Michaels.
Yep.
A texter, I know we got to get to Mike Milbury, but a texter says UNLB are on to something with your nude reality show.
I mean, you know, we sit there and we chop it up. Yeah. Maybe we throw some food in it.
Why don't you just do it, you two eating food nude? Right. Eating food nude.
Watching reality TV. Show.
Greg, you know what you'd call that? ASSMR.
Oh. And then when we have like people on that we interview, like they would have to do the interview in the nude. So maybe we get like Gretzky on the show.
I see, no offense, but I feel like you're just setting this up so you get to see people nude.
I don't really care about it. Like I don't look at somebody when they're nude. Okay. I've been in a locker room my whole career. It's always eyes up. Some guys just more comfortable.
Pause.
You know, when you're in the locker room, eyes up. So I mean, I can be around guys and be new. Like I love a steam room. I love a sauna. Size
I love
up.
A cold plunge.
You know what? I mean, I
but
don't,
do you go nude in
no,
a cold
I never
plunge?
Go, okay. No. Hot tub's different. Cold plunge, nude.
He stays out of the cold plunge nude, for shrinkage reasons.
Yes. He'll be like, wait a second. Get back there. Where are you going?
Thankfully, we have to take a break. But right.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm proud of my body. I ain't got nothing to hide.
We will talk Bruins and Four Nations with Mike Milbury next.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.